You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Showman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about Hashimoto's thyroiditis, TPO antibodies, and hypothyroidism, and how they're all related. As part of the endocrine system, your thyroid gland produces hormones that regulate your body's energy use and many other essential bodily functions. When your thyroid hormone production drops, your body processes slow down, affecting every organ, gland, tissue, and cell. While there are many causes of an underactive thyroid, we're going to focus on one today, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an autoimmune disease. So let's learn more about Hashimoto's thyroiditis and the role of thyroid peroxidase, or TPO, antibodies. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune disorder resulting in chronic thyroid gland inflammation. Hashimoto's is characterized by the immune system mistakenly attacking healthy thyroid tissue. As a result of the damage, thyroid hormone production drops. Without enough thyroid hormone for your body to function correctly, you develop a medical condition called hypothyroidism. What's the difference between Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism? Hypothyroidism is an underactive thyroid condition, whereas Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease that can cause hypothyroidism. Essentially, hypothyroidism is a problem with your thyroid gland. Hashimoto's is a problem with your immune system. You can have one without the other, but they commonly do go hand in hand. Hashimoto's is the leading cause of hypothyroidism in the United States, affecting roughly 5% of the population. Because Hashimoto's results in hypothyroidism, both conditions share the same symptoms, such as tiredness and fatigue, weight gain, trouble tolerating the cold, joint and muscle pain, constipation, dry thinning hair or hair loss, heavy or irregular menstrual periods, infertility, feelings of depression, and memory problems or brain fog. What causes Hashimoto's thyroiditis? Experts are still determining why the immune system, which is supposed to defend the body from harmful viruses and bacteria, sometimes turns against the body's own healthy tissues and organs. Some experts think a virus or bacterium might trigger the response, while others believe it may involve a genetic characteristic. An estimated 70 to 80% of those with autoimmune thyroid disorders either have a family history of a thyroid issue or a personal history of another autoimmune condition, such as celiac disease or rheumatoid arthritis, for example. Despite the strong genetic link, it's likely that it's really a combination of factors, including environmental factors like stress, diet, and toxins, your sex, and your age, that determine your likelihood of developing Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Hashimoto's is progressive, so you may not notice signs or symptoms of Hashimoto's at first, or you may see swelling at the front of your throat, known as goiter. Hashimoto's often progresses very slowly. Over time, it causes chronic thyroid damage, eventually leading to a drop in thyroid hormone levels in your blood. But in the early stages, the body compensates and produces more thyroid hormone to keep your levels within the normal range. At this point, your thyroid is still close to fully functional. While the TPO antibodies may be present in your bloodstream, it can actually take several years before hypothyroid symptoms develop. As the TPO antibodies destroy more thyroid tissue, the thyroid gland loses the ability to compensate. You begin to become deficient in thyroid hormone, and you may start to feel hypothyroidism symptoms. Eventually, the gland completely loses its ability to produce thyroid hormone, which is considered the end stage of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So what are TPO antibodies? Thyroid peroxidase, or TPO, is an enzyme in the thyroid gland that plays a vital role in producing thyroid hormones. TPO converts iodide ions absorbed from food into an active form of iodine to be used by the body. The body needs iodine to make the thyroid hormones thyroxine, T4, and triiodothyronine, or T3. Antibodies are proteins the body produces to protect against foreign invaders, like germs. But sometimes the body develops antibodies against healthy cells. In general, an elevated antibody level in the blood suggests that your immune system is attacking normal, healthy tissue. This results in either destruction of the healthy cells or, in some cases, activates excessive hormone secretion. Since TPO is mainly in your thyroid cells, TPO antibodies may be a sign of autoimmune thyroid disease. There are two autoimmune thyroid disorders. One we've already discussed is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The second is Graves' disease, which results in an overactive thyroid, known as hyperthyroidism. TPO antibodies are usually present in both thyroid autoimmune disorders. However, the symptoms of these two thyroid conditions differ. How is Hashimoto's thyroiditis diagnosed? Well, the diagnosis of Hashimoto's thyroiditis comes from laboratory testing and physical examination. Your complete thyroid blood panel should include thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, free triiodothyronine, free T3, free thyroxine, free T4, and TPO antibodies. All this information helps determine your thyroid function and the cause of your over- or underactive thyroid. What does a positive result for TPO antibodies mean? Lab results will read as positive or negative on whether you have TPO antibodies in your blood sample. Suppose you show a negative result for TPO antibodies. In this case, TPO antibodies were not discovered in your blood. If you have symptoms of a thyroid condition, it's unlikely but not impossible that you still have autoimmune thyroiditis as the cause. Suppose you show a positive result for TPO antibodies. In that case, it may mean you have an autoimmune thyroid condition such as Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. What is most commonly found in blood work that indicates Hashimoto's is elevated TSH and low T4 or thyroxine in conjunction with elevated TPO antibodies. Besides a positive TPO antibody, those with Hashimoto's will also frequently test positive for high levels of thyroglobulin, known as TG, a protein produced by the thyroid. Can you have thyroid antibodies without hypothyroidism? The short answer, yes. In many cases, thyroid antibodies can be the first and early sign of a thyroid problem. So the presence of thyroid antibodies in your bloodstream does not necessarily mean overt hypothyroidism, but it does mean that there is an ongoing attack against the thyroid. This attack increases your risk for future thyroid conditions. So if you have positive TPO antibodies, now what? What do you do next? If you have elevated TPO antibodies but normal thyroid function tests, as in your TSH and free T4, are still in the normal range, you don't necessarily need treatment. Similarly, people who have only a slightly elevated TSH, subclinical hypothyroidism, may not need thyroid hormone medication. In these cases, individuals should have repeat testing after 3 to 6 months to check thyroid status. Overt hypothyroidism, which is a high TSH and low thyroid hormone levels, is managed by replacing the amount of thyroid hormone your gland can no longer make. It's replaced with thyroid hormone replacement medication. Hypothyroidism is not curable, but you can take your medication to restore your TSH and thyroid hormone levels to normal. Most patients with hypothyroidism will require lifelong treatment with thyroid hormone replacement medication. Finding the appropriate dose may require some trial and error, particularly at the beginning. Thyroid levels should be tested every 6 to 8 weeks after any dose change until you reach the correct dose and optimal thyroid function. After that, thyroid testing is usually once or twice a year. How can you lower TPO antibodies? Remember, the presence of TPO antibodies does not mean you have hypothyroidism, but they do put you at a greater risk of developing hypothyroidism in the future. And while you can't reverse an autoimmune disorder, you can stall its progression and sometimes even achieve remission. Lowering the level of TPO antibodies can help protect your thyroid gland. A healthy diet and exercise routine can help limit the disease progression. Here are 6 other ways to lower your antibody levels. Try the autoimmune protocol diet, and we have lots of information on the website and in our free app about the AIP diet and how to follow it successfully. Supplement with vitamin D and selenium. You can also address other nutrient deficiencies. You want to remove or avoid or limit exposure to environmental toxins. You want to manage your stress on a daily basis. And finally, you want to get enough good quality sleep, which is usually at least 7 hours per night. So here's a note from Paloma Health. Knowing how well your thyroid functions is the first step to improving your thyroid health and well-being. Most of the time, this involves visiting your local lab to have your thyroid blood panel drawn. And if you take certain supplements like biotin, you may need to hold them a couple of days in advance to get accurate results. But at-home thyroid testing allows you to skip the lab visit. Paloma's at-home testing kit will enable you to quickly and easily test your thyroid function from the comfort of your home. Our full thyroid panel includes TSH, free T4, free T3, and TPO antibodies. And you don't have to stop biotin supplements in advance to get accurate results. We also recommend you work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy thyroid doctor to find the optimal functioning of your thyroid. Schedule a free consultation with a care advisor to determine if Paloma Health's care team might be the right fit for you. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.